This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast a woman identified only as 46-year-old Natalie of Sudbury, Suffolk, England. So where? She, like me, has a problem with, let's just say, unflushed toilets full of poop. And she has a 13-year-old son named Archie, and she has repeatedly demanded that he just flush the damn toilet after pooping. And she's tried explaining to him why it is gross, why it is more hygienic to just flush the toilet, why it's important to flush, all the same things that I've tried to explain to my kid, but like me, to no avail. Every time she looks at the toilet, there's more poop in the goddamn toilet. Anyway, the family recently returned from a trip from out of town. They flipped the lights on, and there in the toilet is more poop. The problem is their son Archie was with them, so now there's a real conundrum. But it finally realized the culprit. It was their pet cat, Rocket. Believe it or not, it turns out even though they never taught or trained their cat to poop on the toilet, he figured out how to do it, and that has been his preferred method of defecation.
Awesome.
Ever since, they have since apologized to their son, Archie.
Wow.
Who has been getting yelled at for like months?
I need one of those.
And the whole thing, he's like, Mom, I'm telling you, it's not me. He's like, it's not your father. It's not me. Obviously, it's you. Turns out they have 3 cats, and he's the only one. And they even have separate litter boxes. He's the only one that actually poops on the
Damn,
toilet.
Damn, smart.
Yeah, so she finally followed it around and took a video for proof. So if you want to see a cat poop on the toilet, there's a video out there, you weird son of a bitch.
That's impressive.
Yeah. So let's drink. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve at Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth, 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 Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo! All right, Anthony, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. I just goddamn explained it. So you know that you have your choice of one of 3 stories, The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Drugs.
Drugs. All right, here's your story there, Anthony. A naked man led police on a wild pursuit before crashing into a building after he stole a Pasadena City College police vehicle and raced along nearby streets. Pasadena Police Lieutenant Anthony Burgess, he said the college police requested city police assistance after they confronted the man. As Pasadena officers arrived, they saw the suspect driving off in the City College police cruiser. Well, the suspect drove at a high rate of speed, went through red lights for several blocks before finally deciding to drive the wrong way down the road before finally slamming into a building. A news video crew said that the suspect tried to turn a corner too fast, hit the front of a building, which obviously disabled the car. The suspect was screaming and struggling with police and the paramedics while being treated. They also said officers had to deploy a spit hood on the suspect. Now, the suspect was identified as 45-year-old Sean Aguilar, who's a transient, but transient with a girlfriend who said that Aguilar had ingested drugs and then attacked her prior to stealing the police car. Well, he was taken to a local hospital for observation after being detained. He will be arrested and booked for grand theft auto, domestic violence, numerous traffic violations, and felony evading, but no drug charges because he didn't have drugs on him. He had already taken them. But the question is, what drug did he have going on inside of him? Was it methamphetamine, bath salts, flacca, or PCP? So meth, bath salts, flacca, or PCP.
And where was this again?
This was in Pasadena, California.
What do you guys think?
I think I'm going to go bath salts. Seems like he was doing a pretty good job keeping up with the paramedics and the police as far as the struggle goes. Had a spit mask on.
It's a spit hood, Miles.
Spit hood, whatever. I got a spit mask.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, it could be PCP. It sounds a little too crazy to just be methed out. Yeah, I'm going to join you here, Miles. I'm going to say bath salts.
Okay. Anthony, what do you think?
Makes sense, though. I'm going with bath salts as well.
We're all in on bath salts.
Okay.
Like a bath bomb, but just makes you crazy.
All three men in the bath.
That's how those work.
I know. All right, we're going to find out what this guy was on. Was it meth, bath salts, flacca, or PCP next?
That was a tease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is drugs on profile. This, we got a naked man. He led police on a chase in California after he stole a cruiser, then crashed it into a building. He was arrested there after a struggle. He was on drugs. Question is, what drugs was this guy on? Meth, bath salts, flacca, or PCP?
And Anthony, that is the very question that we posed to you. You listened to the so-stated peanut gallery, as it were. Miles Montgomery, you went bath salts. The Ted Smith, you agreed. Bath salts. And Anthony said, what the hell? All three of us were in bath salts. I'm afraid it was not bath salts. Come on, Ted. What's the only other alternative?
PCP.
PCP.
I know.
It was. And you even said it. Yeah, it was PCP.
Yeah, PCP makes sense. It's either PC, whatever you're that crazy and like superhuman strength, generally it's PCP.
Yeah, PCP or bath salts.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today, the Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
Mr. Myers.
Trevor Noah. Oh. Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there to title. All these guys have teams of talented writers and help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Disney Plus just released the first footage of the new Home Alone reboot that's coming out next month. It's a short movie, though, because the kid has a ring doorbell and just calls the police.
Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
Yeah, it's Fallon.
Disney Plus just released the first footage of the new Home Alone reboot that's coming out next month. Yeah, it's a short movie, though, because the kid has a ring doorbell and just calls the police.
DC Comics announced that the new Superman character will come out as bisexual. Come on, it's 2021. The crazy part is there's still Superman comics. See, kids, he's a reporter at a newspaper. He's a what? At a what?
Seth Meyers.
Yeah, it's Seth.
Yeah. DC Comics announced that the new Superman character will come out as bisexual. Come on, it's 2021. The crazy part is that there are still Superman comics. You see, kids, he's a reporter at a newspaper. He's a what at a what?
In a new interview, Prince Charles said that the Aston Martin he has driven for more than five decades now runs on fuel made by English wine and cheese. It runs on wine and cheese sounds more like a t-shirt that your aunt wears.
Seth Meyers,
Trevor Noah.
Fallon.
In a new interview, Prince Charles said that the Aston Martin that he's driven for more than five decades now runs on fuel made from English wine and cheese. Yeah, it runs on wine and cheese, which sounds more like a t-shirt that your aunt would wear.
I bought a t-shirt last weekend that's going to end bad.
What does it say?
I love day drinking. Drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly.
Like, oh, I like day drinking. I'll buy that shirt.
A man who was lost at sea for 29 days has said, quote, it was a nice break. You thought your wife was annoying.
Feet that swim.
Yeah.
Yeah. 29 days. Like, what is going on in your personal life?
That you're lost at sea and you're like, nah, dude, it was cool.
It was awesome. You know, got some rest.
I can actually think.
Then she fried my fish. McDonald's is offering free breakfast meals this week to teachers and support staff, giving teachers a chance to do what they love most, eat in their cars.
Myers.
Fallon.
That's Seth.
McDonald's is offering free breakfast meals this week to teachers and support staff, giving teachers a chance to do what they love most, eat in their car.
I don't know. You guys ever seen... Jesus, I'm drawing a complete blank. Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
Matthew Broderick. Mm-hmm. And I forget the name of this movie, but he's a teacher and he's just miserable. But it's like, I always think of like teachers, and I shouldn't say this because I know plenty of teachers who are very fine, cool people. I mean, my brother's a principal. But I just always picture like those Ziplocs that don't Ziploc.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They just kind of fold over.
Yeah.
And like just... like, not even enough of the small carrots to really satisfy your sandwich. You know what I mean? And it's like, he's like sitting in their car eating. I'm like, oh, that is bad.
Yeah.
But that's what you have for the teacher's lounge in your classroom.
It depends on if you want to hang with your peers.
Yeah.
That's true.
I would just have airplane minis.
Yeah, and some teachers, like, I've known teachers before that honestly just like, maybe, I don't know if they didn't like the other teachers. But you could come in and like work on stuff and they would just sit there and eat lunch and help you.
They don't like the other teachers.
Yeah. Or maybe they're actually just helpful. That can't be it. Jaime Mendel, he fell out. He passed out at a Starbucks.
And he got the price.
Sorry. Basically, here's the deal. He's at the Starbucks down in California, the one he always goes to. He passes out. Ambulance shows up. They take care of him. Basically, they get him back up. You know, they put him on a bench or whatever. But if you've ever seen anybody just pass out.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
It is. And it's alarming.
He was there with his wife and kid, too.
Oh, really?
What I read from the story is that he goes there all the time. And basically, all the customers know him. All the baristas know him. So, yeah, so it's not shocking. So, like, people are like, oh, my God, that's super scary. It's not just like saying, hey, I saw Howie Mandel pass out.
Yeah, but you don't know if someone's passing out.
You know, like, if they're having a heart attack. Right. Are they having a blood sugar issue? Or, you know, you don't know.
Yeah, it's a bad issue in my family.
What, people passing out?
Sometimes the Smiths have been known to just kind of pass out while standing up after a long day of say college football enjoyment.
Okay, that's different.
Yeah, that is different. Yeah.
But Ted's fine; he's drunk.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it with certain family members. My one cousin, he's like, "Oh my god!" I'm like, "Ah, I'm 37. He's back there. He is.
Yeah, he's fine."
But even that.
Let's get him to the hotel room.
Right. Howie Mandel, basically, there's like his blood sugar dropped, this and that. I thought maybe somebody just touched him because he's a big germaphobe.
Yeah, he's a super germaphobe, yeah.
He is. I mean, hey, it's hard to. He's in Hollywood, all his jobs. That's a lot of people to meet and talk to when you're a germaphobe.
Sure.
But Howie gets it done. All right, Days of Our Lives. Now, we've all talked in here. I know, Mike, you never watched General Hospital. Nope. I know you didn't watch Days of Our Lives. Right, so the three of us everybody went through a phase back in the day where they watched General Hospital a little bit.
For some reason, that was, if you were a dude, that was the soap opera.
That was when I came home.
I still contend it just had to be on later, like 3 o'clock or
probably
something.
Probably, that's why.
And it was on right before something I always wanted to watch. So I kind of like, just would put that channel on.
Yeah, because like 4 o'clock, the stuff you liked would come.
It might have been Springer, or I can't remember what the hell it was, but either way. And then I got sucked into it.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. And you're right. I mean, I feel like for me, it might have just been like a cartoon that came on.
Yeah, like 4 o'clock kind of was the witching hour for kids.
It was like a 3 o'clock afternoon soap opera, maybe.
So Days of Our Lives, I never really watched that one, but I always remember, you know, these are the days of our lives. Mm-hmm. They got the sands through the hourglass. Kind of a famous thing. So I guess in 1994, Deirdre Hall's character, Dr. Marlene Evans, she was possessed by the devil.
Oh, that seems a little thick. All right.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, the 90s were big on devil stuff. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, she was on the Kelly Clarkson show yesterday, said they're talking about bringing that back. But I thought it was also interesting. In the 90s when they did it, she said our executive producer sent over holy water and a crucifix. They were so freaked out by just doing the scenes of her being possessed by a devil. Every time there's a scene where I'm possessed, I've taken it to the stage and offered to anybody that would like some holy water, and everyone says yes. So we go around the whole set.
That's crazy.
Okay.
It's in the script. Chill out. Mm-hmm. If it's not in the script and she starts doing it, you go like, okay, something's going on.
It is. But if you grew up religious, like, I haven't been to church in a long time outside of a wedding.
Right.
But for some reason, I still have like an unrealistic fear of the devil.
They, well, yeah, they scared into your head.
They scared they scare the hell out of you.
Yeah, I mean,
you're gonna go to hell.
I remember as a kid, probably as a teenager though, seeing one of those. I don't know if it was some show, right? And they were like, "Hey, this percentage of people have actually seen the devil." I mean, I couldn't sleep for like 3 days because I was like, "Man, what if I open my door and the devil's out there?"
Mm-hmm. Christianity is one of the few that even have that element.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so it's like every other world religion. I mean, it's not the same. Like, if you're Jewish, you don't believe in hell.
Which is why I just eat pork. Mm-hmm. What's the punishment? Right? And I'm just saying, if there's no punishment, like, eat all the bacon you want, homie.
Well, and you're right. I do like that aspect of Judaism.
You don't have to go and confess to anything. You just I'm sorry.
But see, that's the other problem with Catholics. Like, you know what I mean? You ever seen The Godfather or whatever? Like, that's a big deal. Like, I always watch, like, shows about, like, gangster, you know, Italian mafia and stuff, and, like...
Very religious, but I'm also a murderer.
Right. But the one lady said, she goes, look, as long as I was with him, he honestly believed it didn't matter that he was, you know, murdering people and doing hits on people. He would just go to church and was like, it's fine. Mm-hmm. That's just my job.
Oh, that's a game. Sell that. You get a lot more Catholics. Like, cool. I'm here.
Right, but then there's always the fear of the devil. I mean, because what happens? You whack somebody on Thursday, you're not in confession on Saturday, right. You die Saturday night, boom, in hell. Mm-hmm.
That's why I only murder people at the church.
I went to a baptism in a Catholic church, and it was December or January, whatever. One of my cousins gets baptized, so
all right.
We go to a different church that day. That was the day that they came out with the yearly tidings. So, you know, when they give you the little pamphlet every day for whatever the sermon's going to be and all that stuff, it's pretty standard. But on the back, it was a bigger a pamphlet. They had all the money that all the families had given that year as far as their tidings.
Just so you can judge the other families.
Just to pressure them into giving more money. You know what I mean? To making them feel worse.
Everything is about guilt.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
the whole principle is built on guilt. That's it. And it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, I remember going through all the sacraments as a Catholic and stuff, and I'll never forget. I won't name check him because he runs he's done well in life.
Okay.
But I'll never forget, man. He was so nervous before our first confession, our reconciliation. Like, I remember, like, somebody was like, "Hey, man, Miles peed his pants."
What?
So I'm just using your name. It could have been Steve or Mike. Like,
could have been all of us.
Mike peed his pants, and it's like, you got to be kidding me. What's going on back there? Like, I don't know. We haven't been back there yet. But he got so nervous, he peed his pants.
Jesus. It's terrible.
Forgive me, Father, I have urinated in my own clothing.
This is not mentally unsettling for a child.
Yeah.
I think the other big news on TV, it wasn't a W, but it's a long 82-game season.
Yes,
everybody
it is.
Everybody knows that and hears. We're hockey fanatics.
Yep.
Full disclosure, the morning show was with Miggsy and those guys. Steve Miggs, obviously a massive hockey fan, hockey player. But like we were saying on the Megacast today, new episode out, it was kind of nice, like sitting in the office even this morning, just everybody talking about hockey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out like I did. Like, I'm not sure all the rules yet.
Yeah, well, some of the rules, too, they've kind of changed. Offside's a little tough, but that's kind of like soccer. That's the hardest thing to explain.
You have to
run
the so fast.
Icing's probably the hardest one to break down to people, but I like that they changed some of the rules. Like, back in the day, you couldn't cross, like, two lines with a pass.
Exactly.
And they've changed that stuff to really open up the game. Now, look, that dude last night for Vegas, I know enough about soccer. I mean, he kicked that.
That's me too. I was like, I know what a kick is.
We all know what a kick is.
And that's a kick.
But I like how
kick.
I like how they kept explaining it. Like, well, he didn't open up his inside heel. It's like, well, he's not passing it.
No, but if he kept his entire skate down, that's one thing.
Right, and like, look, that's what's said in the office.
But I don't know the rules.
Like, so. I play public soccer. It's about the low level you can get for an adult. At the end of the day, ideally, you'd like to hit it on the right place of your foot. Who gives a damn? Whatever part of your foot or your knee, just as it's your hand, get that damn thing in the goal.
That's it.
Yeah. But it was pretty exciting to see that. Shout out to all the Kraken fans that have bought that much gear.
Oh, yeah. They could not stop talking about that.
Yeah, apparently it's rescuing the whole league.
That's what they said. They said, hey, man, Seattle came to, you know, we suffered because of COVID. NHL is having a hard time rebound. And then they point out, but this franchise sold so much merchandise that the entire league is elevating financially just off of Kraken fans.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Is that because it's just nobody here had the Kraken gear, so we had to build our library?
Well, it's definitely
versus
a big push.
Well, I think that's a lot, because if you're a Penguins fan, you probably have your 18 jersey. If you're a Bruins fan, et cetera. So, you know, they're not going to move as much merchandise, because if you're already a fan in these cities that have been established, you're just not buying as much. That said, I think they were making more of the point of there's projections for how much you're going to sell. And Seattle crushed.
Seattle buys a lot of gear. Remember, even with the XFL, with the Dragons, they were like, holy cow.
I got a closet full of gear.
And like when we first moved here, remember, like, I feel like in the NFL you see more jerseys now, but I feel like when I used to go to a Washington game or I'd been to Ravens games, like, there was a lot of gear. But like when we first got to Seattle, it's like every Seahawks fan has a jersey.
Right. Yeah, and if you're looking for affordable merchandise, there are some hockey-inspired gear now in the Rock Shop at KISW.com. I will say this too, and you were bringing this up earlier, Mike, because you were looking for a jersey.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can go and buy an NFL football jersey of your next favorite player. You know what I mean? And you can spend as much as from $60 to $150 for an authentic one. When you get into the world of hockey and you want to buy a jersey, you can't buy one every year. It's $200 and some. If you want to buy
hockey stuff's expensive.
It's $270.
You really want to buy a nice one. So it's not like you're doing that every year because, you know, they drafted somebody who you're like, oh, whatever. Once you're in, you're in.
Like, my kid brought it up last night. He's like, man, can I get a jersey? I looked at the price. I'm like, when you stop growing, this would be, I'm like, I might get one for me. I'm done growing, homie. But like you, I will be doing this 3 times a year and no.
Yeah. Well, it was also a big night for hockey, too, because it's back on ESPN.
I know.
And they hadn't carried hockey in years.
That theme at the beginning was very cool how they did that.
I missed
the whole song.
Podcast.
Oh, yeah. It was like, not even a hockey fan. I was like, this is going to be crazy. Yeah.
And it's nice, too, like you know, like I like soccer and some other weird sports to keep me, you know, entertained during the winter. But for a lot of people, like, hockey's going to be a great addition to watch, and you have something you care about.
Right. And it is so fast-paced, where people will bitch about, you know, baseball, speed of play, or soccer. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, that problem.
Hockey, man, you can't even turn around and pick your nose, man. There'll be 4 goals put in.
That's why I never turn my head when I pick my nose.
I'm serious, man. I mean, it was just like, wow, this is fast.
All I'm thinking about now is turning my nose when I pick my nose.
So no one can see it.
Check out Jimmy Kimmel tonight. He is on Zach Galifianakis, who's always very funny, and I haven't seen him in a while.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Men's Room.
returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. An actual headline. Quote, the testicle bath could be the future of male contraception. Meanwhile, Florida man admits having sex multiple times with a horse in hopes of centaur conception. Carjackers pick the wrong guy who trains in MMA and also drives a stick. Mom throws parties for teens, giving them alcohol and making them sick. And shoppers are shocked after learning the correct way to pronounce IKEA. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
I'm sorry. We take to the internet where we learn an all matter of interesting things. This one in particular shatters our reality by learning that we've been saying the name of a popular furniture store all wrong. For reference, this is a popular furniture store known for their quote, build-it-yourself style of less than sturdy furniture.
Yeah, it's like the fondue of furniture.
And also for their meatballs, and it's now been revealed that the proper pronunciation for the store is IKEA.
IKEA?
IKEA.
I can't do
IKEA.
It. IKEA.
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 Yeah.
So it's a, what do you call it? It's not a long I, that's a sharp I, I guess.
I don't know.
What's IKEA. It called? IKEA?
IKEA.
I go there to get my gyros.
I get my
gyros.
Gyros. I get my freaky at IKEA.
I mean, I get it, but that's going to be hard to like get everybody to start pronouncing it different.
And they won't.
They won't.
Yeah.
I'm not going to worry about it. No one's going to say that intentionally. When I first saw it as a kid, I thought it said icky. I'm like, the hell kind of place is that?
Like, if you want to give me $5 every time you call me Ted Schmidt, fine. Right. Yeah, IKEA is still bank, like, printing money. Like, who cares if you pronounce it correctly?
Especially in your... Well, they're not printing money. You have to put the money together yourself.
What was that stat? 20% of all conceptions in Europe are... People are conceived on an IKEA bed.
On an IKEA.
Oh, yeah.
IKEA bed.
IKEA.
IKEA.
Come on,
IKEA.
Miles.
A squeaky bed.
There we go.
The squeaky IKEA.
In other news...
Wait a minute. Don't worry that we've been saying the name of the store wrong. Can you pronounce the name of any of their products?
Not a doggone one.
We're looking at the Fondurian bed.
Right. That's their payoff. Right. You say our name wrong, fine. You get to say our furniture wrong, too.
And we do.
Mm-hmm. In other news, we go to Virginia, where some local carjackers made a couple mistakes. The trio blindsided a man by hitting him across the back with a wooden stick. To their surprise, the man fought back, and that's because the man is a trained MMA fighter. To make matters worse, they did manage to get the keys out to his truck off of him, but were unable to make off with it because, you guessed it, they didn't know how to drive stick.
So that whole thing went to hell.
If you're going to be a carjacker, at least know how to drive every manner of car.
Then they got back in their own car and took off going the wrong way down the highway.
Right.
Police caught him with a helicopter. Two guys said, no, I don't want any part of this canine dog. The other guy said, I can make a break for it and beat this guy.
Uh-huh.
About 50 years later, he had a mouth around his calf.
Luck, buddy.
The dogs scare people more than guns.
Right.
Stop or I'll shoot, they keep running. Stop running, let go of the dog. People stop in their tracks.
Because, you know, there was a comedian, John Caparulo, that made a very good comment about that. He said, I would carry a gun before I carry mace. Because I'd be irresponsible with mace. I'll think twice if I got a gun. Like, you know what, get out of here.
Right.
If I got mace, I'm just going to start shooting everybody, man. I do not care. If I got a canine unit instead of a gun, like, shoot, get the dog after him. We're good to go. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
More Men's Room on the way exclusively on the Odyssey app. We'll see you up next for the Men's Room Happy Hour. Yes, indeed, it is all true. But in the meantime, we'll be all about this bitch for 90 seconds. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is
giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.